Hello and welcome to another episode on Ellipsis the podcast. Thank you, my OGs, my ardent followers, my guys there, like you guys are the real deal. Thank you for always sharing this podcast. Thank you for always spreading out value, the value that I give, which I got to you people, and then you still want other people to gain from it. So thank you. You are the real deal. Last week we talked about understanding the importance of sexual communication in relationships, and today I'll be sharing tips on initiating conversations about sex in relationships. We all know that initiating conversations about sex can feel very intimidating or very awkward for many people. However, open and honest communication is crucial for a healthy and fulfilling sex life. So I'll be sharing some tips that can help you initiate these conversations with your partner. First on my list is that you have to choose the right time and the right place for you to begin these conversations. You have to find a time when you and your partner are both relaxed. You are not when you are stressed or angry or worked up, but when you are both relaxed and you have enough privacy. You have to create a comfortable and very non-distracting environment that can make it easier to have an open and focused conversation. So that would help. That will make it really easy, less intimidating and less awkward if you are in that category of people. It will even make it more welcoming. It makes having to make love to your partner more easy. Secondly on my list is that you have to frame it positively. Don't make it look so bad or so difficult. You have to approach the conversation with a positive mindset, and you need to emphasize that you want to improve your sexual connection and explore each other's desires. Don't make it look as though your partner is not doing enough or you're not doing enough, but just make them understand that, see, we are having this conversation because I want us to be able to do more things, to explore more things, you know, to improve the connection and, you know, try to work on each other's desires. You have to frame the conversation as an opportunity for growth and intimacy in your relationship. I'm still sharing tips with you on initiating conversations about sex in your relationship. And another point is that you have to make use of the statement I when discussing things like this. When sharing your thoughts, your feelings and your desires, it's better you use the word I instead of you. It helps avoid sounding accusatory or placing a blame on your partner. For instance, you should say, I would like to talk about our sexual desires, instead of you never initiate sex. Saying you never initiate sex paints your partner in bad light. We should understand that people have different bodies, people have different mindsets, right? There are some people that are they have extremely high libido, and there are some that they are quite conservative. So you have to understand that if you have high libido and your partner is quite conservative, it's better you approach matters like this with sense, with positivity, right? Don't accuse your partner of not doing enough, but just try to make them understand that we are just having these conversations for us to have a better sexual communication or to work on our desires, right? The fourth point on my list is that you have to start with compliments and appreciation. Appreciation goes a long way for your partner. Appreciation goes a very, very long way for your partner. You have to begin with the conversation by expressing your love, your admiration and appreciation for your partner. It helps create a positive and very supportive atmosphere before delving into the topic of sex. Don't just jump into it. Appreciate them, compliment them before you start talking about the whole sexual desire. Next on my list is that you have to be very, very specific and clear. Clearly express what you want to talk about and why it is important for you. You have to avoid vague statements and provide specific examples or scenarios to illustrate your point. It can help your partner understand the perspective to which you're coming from and engage in a meaningful discussion. You have to make them understand that, see, I'm not saying you are bad, I'm just saying that I would like us to try something like like this, right? And when you're talking, this is another point, you need to practice active listening. If you notice, everything in relationship has to do with practicing active listening. Practice active listening. When you're talking, give your partner an opportunity to express themselves without interruption. Listen attentively. Show some empathy and ask follow-up questions to demonstrate your genuine interest in understanding their perspective. Don't just condemn what they have to say. So I'm talking about in this case now, your partner comes to you to discuss sexual desires. Don't condemn what they have to say. Don't just write it off. It's how they're feeling. They're trying so hard to communicate and to make the relationship work. That's only how things can actually move forward. Then next, you have to focus on feelings and desire. Instead of making it solely about performance or criticism, you're doing it well, you're hitting me hard, you're doing it how I like it, but you have to focus on your own feelings, your desires and the fantasies. If you're the type that you like BDSM and your partner does not know that you like BDSM, or your partner just feels like, if we try BDSM, I don't want to hurt her or I don't want to hurt him, you have to make them understand that, oh, it is what I like, but there is a way we can actually do it for it not to hurt anybody. So you have to focus on your feelings, on your desires, on your fantasies. Share what you enjoy and what you like to explore with your partner. Encourage your partner to actually do same, and it will make your relationship blossom a whole lot. You have to be open to feedback. You have to encourage your partner to share their thoughts, their feelings, and their desire. If you know that your partner is a Rambo kind of guy, and then at a point you guys make love or you have sex and it's not the Rambo attitude you get, feel free to tell your partner, like, babe, are you okay? Is anything the matter? Are you thinking too much? Do you have problems at work? You should be open to giving them feedback, and you as a partner should be open to receiving feedback. Now, you have to seek consent and establish boundaries. If I like BDSM and my partner does not like BDSM, I have to talk about it with him. I don't have to force him. I'm using BDSM because it's one thing many people avoid. You have to learn to seek consent and establish a whole lot of boundaries. Discuss and reaffirm the importance of consent and boundaries in your sexual relationship. Ensure that both of you and your partner feel safe and comfortable expressing your boundaries. If your partner is someone that likes threesome and you feel you're not comfortable with threesome, please try as much as possible to talk to your partner before bringing the third party into your sexual lives. It's very, very important. If your partner is okay with it, then you can go ahead with it. I'm not saying you should do it, but I'm just saying that you should learn to seek consent and establish boundaries. And finally, on my list of tips for today is that you have to be patient and you have to be very, very understanding. Most times, poor intimacy is usually from tiredness from work, especially when you're living in this our Lagos. When you're stressed and you have a lot of things going down with you, it could have an effect in your sexual life. So you have to be patient and understanding. Understand that your partner may need time to process some things. Even when you tell them, we tell them that, oh, this is what I think we should explore in our sexual lives, you should understand that they can't give you a feedback almost immediately. It's a new idea. It's something they have to process. So give them time to process and respond to your conversation. Respect their pace and be patient with any corners or reservations that they may have. Reassure them of your commitment to their happiness and as well as their satisfaction. But in all of this, you have to remember that initiating conversations about sex is an ongoing process, right? It's an ongoing process, and it may take time to develop open and comfortable communications with your partner. So you have to be persistent, you have to be compassionate, and you have to be willing to work together to improve your sexual connection. This is where I get to call it a wrap on this week's episode of Ellipsis the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing. As always, thank you for your feedback so far. I remain your amazing host, Jay, and don't forget that you can follow us on Instagram, and that is Ellipsis the podcast, and we are available for your listening on so many podcast platforms, including AudioMac, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Till next week, bye.